made a coaching change today. You guys are all aware of that. I know there's been a press release, and it's out there right now. But we've made a change at offensive coordinator. We've replaced Cam with Jim Caldwell. It's been something that we went through last night and this morning and had a conversation with Cam real early this morning, then with Jim. And I just want to say that Cam Cameron has done an excellent job here over the last almost 5 years as our offensive coordinator. I think the record proves that. When you take a look at the what's been accomplished on offense for the last 4 years, you know, the games that have been won, the points that have been scored, and all, and it really by every measurement, Cam is a very good football coach. He's a loyal, hardworking guy. He's a great friend. Obviously, it's a difficult thing, you know, personally, to do something and to make a move like that with any coach, especially guys that you've been, you know, been battling with for all these years. And, you know, Cam's been right in there battling. He's been a member of this team, and I'm proud of what he's accomplished here. At this time, the move is made to give us a chance to be the best we can be. And that's not to say anybody can't do it, but it's just an opportunity to try to get this thing going and become the best offense and the best team we can be, and we feel like it's what's best for the team at this time. And so that's why we made the move. There's nothing more to it than that, and just we'll go forward with that. So Jim will take over. That started this morning. He's working on game plan with the rest of the staff. The rest of the staff is on board, and we'll go to work like we always do, and we'll see how it plays out.
At any time during the time.
You know what? I'm not getting into any of that. We do a great job in this organization of communicating and talking, and I think we've got great leadership here, you know, all across the board, and I'll just leave it at that. Well, you'd have to be more specific. As far as the end of the first half, no. We had a plan there, and we were not going to try to make a mistake. We were not going to put ourselves in position to make a mistake there backed up like that. That was my decision. And if we'd have gotten the play off early, that would have popped. Then you go. And if you don't pop a play there early, then you buckle it down and you get out of there without having a bad situation. We've all seen that happen. So that was my decision on that, and Cam was on board with that. And I haven't heard anything otherwise about that. I've heard nothing about that. No issues with the protection scheme.
At
you have to be more specific.
At the end of that half or the end of a game, your decision or the coordinator's take a knee there or go?
Game management decisions are always my decision. So that was my decision to take a knee there and make sure that we got out of the half whole. You know, the risk-reward was not in our favor in that situation the way I saw it.
John, how long have you been considering the coordinator change, and when did you reach your decision that you would make it?
You know what? You come to these things when you come to them. And doing what's best for the team, which when the point comes where you feel like it's the best thing to do it, you do it. Anything beyond that, I haven't been keeping track of, for one thing, and I don't think it's that important.
How much experience does Jim have in calling plays? I know he's been a head coach and a quarterback's coach assistant.
Jim is qualified. Jim's a heck of a coach. We got a heck of a staff. And they'll do a great job, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
The timing within the season of doing this, can you get the maximum out of Jim Caldwell's offense?
Well, it's going to be the Ravens' offense. You know, that's the way it always works. So, you know, we're down the road with our offense, and we'll continue to build on what we've been doing. You know, I think that's what you do. And Jim's been a part of that the whole season, along with the rest of the coaches. And it's always a collaboration, and we'll do it together. I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Well, Jim, and I try to put this to the whole staff, but Jim's a heck of a coach, and all the coaches on the offensive side are very good coaches. So he brings a lot to the table. You know, all those guys do, and they'll work together, and we'll put an offense out there, and the guys are excited about it. And you know, I know one thing: I can't wait for Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Any specific qualities, just things that you could jump out to?
I think you guys all know. You've been around Jim all year. You know what kind of coach he is. I mean, what kind of offense they've run in the past that he's been a part of. All those things apply.
Something yesterday, was it the loss? Was it the second half offense? Was there anything that...
Not specific. And we put 28 points up. So you're not going to say, well, you know, it's a reaction to a down offensive performance. It's not that. You know, I think that's really important to point out. It'd be real easy to go, you know, the route that's saying, well, we're, you know, it's a result of something and somebody's taking the blame for something. It is not that. People are going to believe what they want to believe. It's what I believe is best going forward for our offense and for our football team. And that's not to say anybody can't do the job or didn't do the job. Cam was doing a heck of a job here, doing a heck of a job here for a long time. Nobody knows that better than me, and nobody's stated that more times. You know, I believe that. And I also believe right now at this time, the timing says this is the best thing, and this is what we're going
to
do.
So you said if you guys would have won the game yesterday, you still would have made this
game? You know, that's speculation. I mean, what's the point? We did it. I did it after the game. The decision was made, and this is the way we're going.
What was the response of Ozzie when you talked to him and informed him and the ownership?
We have to move forward off of this. You know, it's Ozzie's on board. You know, we talk about all these things. We got a great leadership group. We work together on all this stuff. You know, there's nothing more to it than that.
Was it for you, given that you guys have had a long coaching history and going back to the 90s?
It's tough, like I said before. It's tough, and it's tough. And then it's tough when you cut players. You know, it's tough at training camp when you have to tell guys that they're not going to play anymore. The dream might be over. Cam's going to go on and coach. You know, he's going to be coaching very soon. You know, in the National Football League. So, you know, 5-year run as an offensive coordinator in this league is pretty good. You know, if you look at the history, it's pretty darn good accomplishment. And I think what he's accomplished is very impressive. So I look at it as more of a positive. And, you know, I know that, you know, it's hard to say that, and maybe guys aren't going to look at it that way, but I'm just not going to look at it as a negative. You know, there's no grand theme here. You know, it's the best thing for our team right now. You make these decisions all the time, and that's what we're doing.
John, it's integral as a quarterback is in an offense, and you've said that, you know, Joe takes more and more ownership of it. Is he consulted on something like this, and his input factor in?
Not on something like this. No, this is a coaching decision. You know, this is my decision. You know, and there's not a lot of places you can go to make a decision like this. You know, and I've talked with Cam a lot about this. We talked a lot about it today, and of course, you know, with the other guys we've been talking about as far as in the Ravens organization, and that's where the decision was made.
Can you share with if you spoke with Joe, his reaction, if any, about the?
I spoke with Joe. His reaction was for him to say, you know, but we had a good conversation about it.
Is this an audition for Jim as the offensive coordinator? Is this a 6-week?
This is an opportunity for us to try to win some football games, you know, and try to be the best football team we can be, you know, and that's the absolute reality of it. So anything else is just something else. What it boils down to and what's important is going out there at 1 o'clock on Sunday and playing the best football game we can play. And then the game after that, the game after that, and the game after that. And try to be as good as we can be over the next month. That is what it is. And to me, that's the only priority that matters. You know, it's long-term considerations are long-term considerations, and that's not in the forefront of our mind right now.
Is he the quarterback's coach last year?
No, Jim will still be the quarterback coach. You'll have Craig. Craig is in the room there still. Craig is doing senior assistant duties. He's been doing a lot of our advanced game planning stuff and doing a great job with that. Craig's a very knowledgeable coach. Jim will still be the direct quarterback coach at this time.
Will he be on the field or upstairs?
We're still working that out. You know, we're going to still talk through that and see what the best setup is as far as the offensive staff, how to organize those guys. We haven't decided that yet.
Is this a case where it's desperate times call for desperate measures? You need to make a move to change things?
No, not at all.
Get the ball more, if you and Jim, any kind of specific guidance moving forward that you'd like to see?
I thought Ray got the ball a lot last night.
In general,
I thought Ray got the ball a lot. Ray, if you look at Ray's, if you look at the numbers for the course of the year, he's right on schedule with what he's been, you know, for the last 4 years here that he's been here. So I think we're right on schedule with that.
Are you concerned at all that the change could be disruptive at this point?
It's always a consideration. You know, it's one of the things you think about. There are a lot of considerations, you know, and you try to take all that into account and you try to come to a conclusion about what is best for your football team. You know, we do believe in the team, and every decision is based on what's best for the team, you know, and that's a consideration. I don't think it'll be disruptive. I think it'll be positive. I believe that. But it'll be all up to all of us to make it that way. You know, it's like we talk to the team. It's the solutions are right here in the room, you know, to improving, and our job is to improve. We all get a little bit better. We all work together and become the best we can be.